He cited reconnaissance satellites, local and state police intelligence reports, and law enforcement agencies of the federal government as examples of the resources available to the FPA for information gathering. The only document that I was able to find that attempts to outline some of the statutory authority of Mount Weather is Executive Order 11490. It was drafted by General George A. Lincoln, former director for the Office of Emergency Preparedness, which preceded the FPA, and was signed into law by President Nixon in October of 1969. Executive Order 11490 superseded Executive Order 11051, signed on October 2, 1962, by President Kennedy. Kennedy's order used the language, "Whereas national preparedness must be achieved, as may be required to deal with increases in international tension with limited war or with general war, including attack upon the United States." Nixon's order began, "Whereas our national security is dependent upon our ability to assure continuity of government at every level in any national emergency-type situation that might conceivably confront the nation." Nixon has deleted any reference to war, imminent attack, and general war from the order and replaced them with the phrase, "during any emergency that might conceivably occur." Nixon's order, which is the one in effect today, allows the government in the form of FEMA to suspend the Constitution for literally any reason they decide to call a national emergency. I cannot find a plan or executive order anywhere which outlines any procedure or allowance for the restoration of the Constitution after a national emergency has ended. This leads to the obvious conclusion that no restoration of the Constitution is contemplated or desired by those in power.